This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Myles Garrett ain't going anywhere, folks. Adam Schefter reporting. Garrett and the Browns have reached agreement today on a record contract extension that will pay him on average $40 million a year and includes $123.5 million in guaranteed money and makes him the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history.
The trade request is over. The statement has been ripped up and thrown in the garbage.
I was wrong. The Browns bought Garrett's loyalty.
Myles Garrett is back with the Cleveland Browns.
And now Daryl can't join us today. Usually he does join us at 8 o'clock, courtesy of Shive and Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl can't join us today.
I'll give it up to the guys.
I lost my voice. I think he's like, oh, Ken lost his voice, so it makes a bunch of sense and I would lose my voice. Oh, okay.
I got to give it up. Good, really good weekend programming to have you, especially during this time of year where news is breaking at any point, and we were on it here at Odyssey.
Somebody texted me, hey, where's Mr. Hardass this morning? Yeah, Mr. Hardass ain't going to be here this morning.
Who would text something like that?
Don't you worry about it.
Oh, okay.
Not going to tell you who. I'm going to tell you what, though. People in high places, I will tell you that. As Lyman knows, people at high places goes, where's Mr. Hardass this morning? I said, I'll be around at 8 o'clock. And then I had text him and go, Mr. Hardass ain't showing up this morning. He said he lost his voice. Which it just seems too believable. How convenient. I lose my voice last week and then all of a sudden Daryl loses his. Now, I will say in his defense, does sound a little hoarse there.
Yeah.
A little hoarse.
A little different.
So, fine. His beating's coming one way or another.
Well, I should ask.
He's going to get his whooping.
This is the chance for a lot of fans to bang on the media, right? Because we took everything Miles said at face value.
Except for Mary Kay. Mary Kay was strident. This is a negotiation. He's going to get more money. Except for Terry Pluto. But boy, anytime we have Mary Kay on, people love to start bagging on her. Okay, well, if we're going to start being tough on the media, can't go be tough on Mary Kay.
Well, were we naive in taking Miles? I mean, to see a player do what Miles did.
That was not just
a concerted effort.
Well, yeah.
That was an all-in move that whatever his ulterior motives were behind the scenes, you know, I saw Craig Lindell, okay? Always tweets the show. Listen to the show, used to run a blog.
WFNY
and,
guy. Yeah.
And he,
I say guy, like I don't know him personally. Craig's a great guy. Yes, sorry. And WFNY master.
And he had a very interesting point that made me think about whether or not his agent totally botched everything in this case. And I wrote to him last night after thinking about it, and I said I have more to say today. I think that Miles is probably thanking her, is probably ecstatic. The fact that he got all that much more money than Mason Crosby, I mean, it adds up $30 million more guaranteed. So this is an astronomical deal.
The agent got more money for the client.
Right.
Baseline, that's it.
But I think his point is that all that matters? Is it all that matters
to an agent, yeah.
Is the money and not what a player's reputation is? Whether or not, now it's still very early in the game here, but his reputation today compared to in September, what is it going to be?
Most of the time, these things happen where they go, I don't want to be back on the team, and that's it. And you get it through a statement, or you get the letter, like we got the release of the letter from Miles. But you don't get the 2 days on Radio Row at the Super Bowl of him. I mean, we have so many audio clips in here of Miles Garrett saying, I don't want to come back.
Well, it was weird because, again, hey, you can rip media all you want. I'm not here to defend. Sometimes I defend certain people, but I'm not going to sit there and defend us all. But it rarely do we get a guy who goes on Radio Row, like Owen says, and just openly, like, goes on a speed dating situation with these other teams. And, like, the WIP host chanting his name when he was walking by. And there were so many other comments. Remember, Denzel said he could kind of understand where he was coming from, and then Denzel had to walk those comments back the next day. It was almost like he never said them. David Njoku was strident the entire time, like, stay, because I think David knows the situation with his contract. There were some people who were asked about it, and it became a little bit of a back and forth. But if you want to say, well, I can only take a guy at his word, didn't seem like he was a guy who was lying at the time, now did it on Radio Row. Seemed like a guy who was pretty adamant that he was on his way out. Asked about winning, or talked about winning or the lack thereof, talked about wanting to go to a contender, said it wasn't about money. And I do think that ultimately money changes so many things. How can you say, you can't trust a guy where it's not about money. So there has to be something where if it's about money to some degree, you can at least trust him to give that type of an effort. Now, all that said, I happen to agree with what Tom Withers had said in that show with you a couple weeks ago. And I heard with Nick and Daryl yesterday, Nick Padone and Daryl Ryder yesterday, there was something here that I think you can wish in one hand and you know what in the other, and you'll see what gets filled up first.
You know what I need now out of Myles Garrett for the next 5 years?
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I need that kind of energy out of Myles Garrett 24/7, 365. You can't just recruit free agents on Sunday, March 9th because you're happy that you got paid. And 6 months from now, when the losses start piling in, you become a malcontent again. And you're dodging media. You know, you're short one answers when Daryl's trying to ask you a question while you're at the podium. I need you to really become, Myles Garrett, the face of this franchise, the ambassador for the city of Cleveland that we know you already are because of your ownership and your devoutness towards the Cleveland Cavaliers. We need that 24/7, 365. You need to be the leader of this football team and of this defense as we move forward.
And I just don't think he's that guy. I don't think he's ever been that guy. And I think if you expect him to be the leader for this football team moving forward, you're going to get a lot more of the same. You will get maybe a couple more. I don't know how it's going to go. You got to get some talent at the quarterback position, but you will probably get more of the same, probably 3 to 8 win seasons, and that'll be the end of it. He's had 8 years to be a leader. He's never really been a leader. That doesn't turn him into a cancer. There's plenty of guys that just go along with the flow. And Miles is a go-along-with-the-flow type of guy who's better than everybody. I believe him when he says he likes it here. He has a home here, a permanent home here. He's a part owner of the Cleveland Cavaliers. He is in the area a whole lot. I think he does like the people around him who are in Cleveland. I think he likes Northeast Ohio. I think all those things are true. But I think if you're down by 14 at half and a game you have to have, I think it's selective of when he's going to talk. And I think every player in that locker room knows that. And that's why if you want to actually make this thing into a consistent winner, you better find a guy that you can count on the field and in the locker room to change any of this, because it ain't going to happen with him. I'm not saying that to be nasty. I'm saying that to tell the truth. He's a Hall of Famer. I think he's a good guy. I'm not saying he's a leader. And if you want him to be that leader, that heart and soul player, you're going to be a very disappointed person coming up over the next few years. You will call us up saying that you thought this the day he signed that extension, and you were worried about this the day that he signed that extension, or you'll be one of the folks. I tried to tell you guys, maybe you'll be one of them. But if you are expecting what Nick is saying right there, I think you're going to be a pretty disappointed guy. Hope I'm wrong, but we're 8 years into this, and you're still with this team. I don't know if that's going to change, and I don't think it's going to change considering it's been 8 years. Whoever is going to be the leader of that football team probably just got done playing college football. Probably. So there you go. He's a great player. I love him. Greatest defensive player of all time. All those eraser phrases you got to say. I'm not looking for him to be a leader. No.
Boy, that's so interesting for the money that was just paid. I think a lot of fans
that's
who are
great of a
really
player he is.
I know he is, and a lot of fans who I think this made a lot of fans question how they feel about athletes, how they feel about the best of the best, especially because they haven't won. Like, you see all the money that Dan Gilbert pays his guys, but they're winning. They are winning in such a big way, so nobody questions anything about leadership, about whether guys are doing the right thing. Seems like a bunch of likable guys. The Browns are coming off a 3-win season, and everybody's gotten paid, and now they're getting paid again.
But in so many ways, he is a likable person. I've never heard of him being mean to anybody on the street. In fact, I've heard the complete opposite when he got punched out at a red light. Punched out's a strong word. But
he didn't
someone tried to sock him at a red light.
He held his hand up 3 times. The third time, it's still
I've out. Never heard a story. This is a big, small town, and especially with a team like the Browns, guys, how many emails, how many tweets, or how many DMs do you and I get, texts out of nowhere that you and I get, hey, you better watch so-and-so. Hey, I heard this about so-and-so. I mean, good God, during the Johnny thing, your phone never stopped ringing. It's a big, small town, and with a team like the Browns, we know all their business, everything that they do. I've never once heard a story about him being a bad guy. Never once. He ain't a bad guy. Just ain't a leader.
Just always been.
If you're expecting that, you're going to be a very disappointed individual.
I think there's just, you know, a little bit of drama is going to come with him. But that probably goes with a lot of the elite players in sports in general,
But at the same token, they can't do that. That would be their fault as well. That would be Andrew Berry's and the Browns' fault as well. Oh, we've given you a lot of money. Now we expect leadership. You've had 8 years, and you've already paid him a lot of money once already. This is his second contract with the Browns. Now things are going to change? No. Your leader, more than likely, I would pray, because that would mean that things are going to get better. Your leader, quote unquote, played at the University of Miami this last year at Colorado. That's where your leader played. Unless you really want to get nuts, and let's get nuts and say he played at Ohio State or Ole Miss, you can do that. Your guy's coming from the draft, he's going to be a quarterback. Because you've had a cornerstone player who's tremendous. You've paid him for his ability and what he brings to the field. Leadership did not, I don't think he's making none of this. $120-plus million guaranteed is based on leadership. No. 216-474-0092. Do you expect more leadership from Miles now? After all this,
Do you expect more? Do you think it's foolish to expect more?
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.